Now, see, your name is Mr.
Joe Dixon.
Joe Dixon.
From up on Fancy Gap Mountain.
Yes, sir. You've been working this store, selling auto parts for many years, haven't you?
Almost 30 years.
Almost 30 years.
Just about 30 years, Mr. Hill.
It's
about the time Oakley took over the store, if you remember.
That's right. Yeah, and we put in Shell gas. That's all to start with.
That's right, put in Shell. We had many years of good business relations, and it's always been a joy coming down to this store through all the years and talking to you and all your family.
Well, we've enjoyed you and George Senior, and you've been supervisor of Copper Gap District.
4 years in the Fancy Gap District as supervisor.
Yeah.
Well, that was a wonderful experience.
Yeah,
and I think everybody ought to have a year or two in there and learn about the county business.
Mountain learns a whole lot, don't it?
Yes.
And sort of like we've learned here, we know that we started out when there's no electricity here, and the pump gas by hand, and there wasn't a rock on the road when I opened up. They went to hauling rock on the wagons and dumping them along, and convicts are beating them behind. And then in 28, they rocked it, tarred it. I mean, they got the rock beat, and so I opened up how coming with it. Well, I guess you read it in the paper. I trying to make a little money, and I bought me old T-model truck, and I went over to Stewart Cold Storage, and aimed to buy some apples, and make me some something to buy me some fertilizer and something to live on. Got over there, and started with a barrel, and it's pretty. Well, and then I went on Winston with them. We got down there. I bought 9 barrels. We got down and knocked the head out, and every one black. Just scalded and ruined. And I tried to sell them. Finally, I reckon I sold about a bushel. I stayed there about 2 days to come Saturday right at night, and I said, well, let's go home. Can't sell enough to eat. And come home with them. Well, I said, what are you going to do with them? I said, I'm going to have to dump them. I might go down to Mr. Dow, who runs a big store here in Miami. And I might sell them to him. He might give me something. I went down there, and he gave me 50 cents a barrel for them. And I did make money. I lost it on. That was a sad loss, but for them days, there wasn't no money. But it turned and proved out to be for my good. While I was there, he said, I got 2 acres of land cut up there on the Fancy Gap off my farm. I want to sell it to you for $200. So I bought it.
And that's when you came and went in business.
That's when I went in business.
2 acres of land.
On that 2 acres of land.
Well, looking at that picture I saw in the paper of you and Holter in 1927 there, and here 50 years later, and seeing you and look to be perfect health, and enjoying life as you are, well, I think
I'm enjoying life, but
indeed you've been blessed a whole lot.
Oh,
you've
yeah.
been blessed wonderfully. Now, they've no doubt about it.
They've been blessed.
And so I just hope that in 10 years from now that you can be out here again on the 60th anniversary.
I'm so. We yes, just wanted to get you saying a few words and appreciate you coming by. And
yes, sir.